I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Howdy, folks. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Central Virginia. So what are we talking about today, Terry?
Oh, we got a hodgepodge of stuff.
Again?
Go figure.
We're kind of hodgepodge-y.
Yeah, you know, that's what we are. So we just follow that theme along through a lot of episodes. It's always good material. It just doesn't always flow nicely. So
and it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with anything else. You know?
Exactly.
Like, okay, but that's all right. So what are we going to start with in the hodgepodge?
Well we're going to, for our regular listeners, know that a couple episodes ago we had a little ant trap dog incident in the middle of the episode where we ended up with poison control on the phone and trying to sort through things. So given that, I just to follow up on that a little bit. One, both the dogs are absolutely fine. We gave them bread and peanut butter, which they love. They both start to drool when we get the bread out.
Okay, peanut butter instead of pumpkin?
Yeah, we put the peanut butter on the bread. It's a 7-grain whole grain
bread. Oh, my word. They were the happiest dogs in town.
Oh, my God.
We were making peanut butter sandwiches
for your dogs.
That was my wife, Vicky. We were, but they'll both immediately sit, and they just start to drool. I mean, it's just Pavlov's dogs.
And these are cattle dogs. These are not Newfoundlands, but drool right up there with the noobs.
They're not normal drooling dogs, but they like that. So
cool.
That's good. But what we have is this spring we've gotten this infestation of little sugar ants that are coming into the house, and we're still trying to put the ant traps out. So I came up with a solution, which I'll actually post pictures of, but it's a $1.75 solution, and it's basically a small electrical box and a little cover. It still has the holes for the ants, but because it's made out of steel, the dogs cannot chew through it. So I'll show you what the end result is. Again, it's very simple. You can get it at any hardware store. The two pieces together, less than $2. It'll save you a lot of grief if you're having ant problems and you have dogs.
And Terry was just, again, showing the microphone, this thing that he's creating. So if you couldn't see it through the microphone, look for it on the website.
Are you mocking me?
Me?
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Here comes Suri. Oh, she's going to come
help. Back
in
the club. Ah, yes, the clubhouse. Yes, you're a good girl.
All right. So
what else?
Well, the pet tops.
Okay.
You had a neat little doohickey.
Yeah, it's just a little orange thing. We're going to have to find a picture on the web somewhere so we can put this up on the site. It's a little plastic lid that will fit, I think, most water bottles. And it's got a rolling thing.
Sorry, Sparky wants to eat it. Uh-oh.
Did we just get unplugged?
No. Had a dog walk through and try to remove the cables.
And Sparky wants to, like, munch on the orange thing that I've got in my hand. At any rate, it's got a little rolly thing on it that when you turn the water bottle upside down, the water drips out. So it's like one of those licky things that...
Hamsters.
Hamster cages. Yeah.
A glorified hamster bottle.
Yeah.
really big hamsters.
Yeah. Honey, it's not edible. It truly isn't. Sorry, Sparky. And I tried this yesterday with Mr. Murphy, my lab, and he licked it a couple of times, and I think if I could read him correctly, he was going, is that all there is? I really need more water than a couple of drips, Mom. I'm a big dog. But I think it's kind of a cool thing to try out, you know, when you're traveling and junk. You know, it's neat and tidy.
It is neat and tidy. Mm-hmm. And we carry, you saw it today, we have a bowl that's just a regular hard bowl, but it's has a stainless steel center for it. Because I don't like to have plastic bowls in the heat. I don't know what kind of chemicals get released as you're carrying your car. So we don't tend not to use those fold-up bowls too much unless they're canvas.
Right.
And even then, you got to be careful. But this looks like a neat solution. I don't know if the dogs would deal with it or not. It might be a Murphy scenario where they go,
that's it?
Yeah.
Could you just take the lid off and pour it on me? In my mouth?
Exactly. That might be the solution, too.
Well, and the other thing, too, is like every dog is going to respond differently. And for a lot of small breeds, it would probably work really well. So give it a shot.
Yep. It sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So what were we doing this last Friday?
Oh, you're talking to me? Ruh-roh. Okay.
You forgot. Bad.
We joined one of our local radio personalities, Kat Simons, She is doing a month-long drive for supplies, dog food, all kinds of stuff for the rescue groups in the area. And the drop-off points are some of the car dealerships in town. So we just trotted over there for a couple of hours with Mr. Murphy, and Terry and Vicky went with Suri and Sparky, and we had a Newfoundland, and we had a Golden Doodle. Is that it?
Seems like they were missing one, aren't we?
Man.
We had another one.
If we are, somebody's going to smack us for not remembering their dog was there. At any rate, what we do in this sort of scenario is we just show up to show support.
Service puppy.
Oh, service puppy. Right. Yes. Drawing blank.
CCI.
CCI pup being raised by Bonnie O'Crum. Bonnie, I can't remember your last name.
Bonnie O'Crum.
and
the luck of the
she's
Irish.
She's going to smack you, not me.
You said it. I just had to make fun of it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Because her last name is the puppy's first name. This one woman has raised 17 puppies for Canine Companions for Independence. And when you are a puppy raiser, you have the pup in your home from the time they're about 8 weeks until they're between a year and a year and a half. She's done that 17 times. And these dogs go on to be service dogs. So it's pretty huge.
That's cool.
Stinson! That's it! Stinson, the beautiful lab puppy, and Bonnie Stinson, you rock, hon. At any rate, we had a great time.
That'd be really hard to give up the dog after 2 years of being that one bonding.
Year.
Or 1 year.
Yeah, I think it would be awful, but these people are just so selfless. They're wonderful. There's a whole group of them in this area, and they're all over the country, puppy raisers for CCI. And I don't know this, we'll interview some of them at some point, but it's got to be what the dogs end up doing, which is so extraordinary. I've met 3 graduated service dogs from CCI who are service dogs for kids in wheelchairs. And once you see that, that is so extraordinary. Want to answer that? Do we have an administrative assistant? Suri, could you answer the phone? Terry's trying to figure out how to make it not ring.
Well, this is going to be a wild episode. It won't shut off. Okay,
you got to talk, because I can't.
Your turn.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing, changing subjects, because going back to CCI, though, I do want to get them on air and do an interview with them, because I think it's really neat. I don't know how I could do it, because I get too attached to my dog.
Oh, absolutely, me too. It would be so hard, but they are fabulous folks, and actually got invited fall of this year. I hope to be going to New York to the regional training center to get to see a graduation, so we'll be able to do an episode maybe from up there.
That'd be really cool. Well, actually, you have another thing coming up too. You want to talk just briefly about that?
Yeah, we'll throw this out really briefly. in June, I'll be going to Mississippi for a 3-day workshop for folks who are interested in having a diabetic alert dog in their family. Most of the folks who will be there have a child with type 1 diabetes. And I will be there as a trainer to help out a particular family that I'm going to be working with, training a dog for their son. There will be trainers from California. There's a trainer coming from Kentucky. Plus then families coming from all over the country to learn about this protocol, to learn if it seems appropriate for their child or their family member. It's a great big deal. I feel just privileged to even understand the concept of how these dogs do what they do. So we'll be sharing more of this with you as the year goes on.
Yeah, this is going to be really cool. This is amazing stuff that these dogs are doing, and the work that Dee's kind of being humble about it. This is rocket science stuff here when you're training a dog to do something like this. So we're going to absolutely follow it, and actually Dee's going to take our little mobile recording studio with her and do some recording while she's at the training event, so we'll have some special event audios up there. She'll update everybody on what's going on. But it's very, very cool stuff.
Yep. All right. What else, Terry?
Well, we're kind of winding down, actually. But I did want to mention again, because we both have our bracelets on, to help fight animal cruelty. We both... try that again.
It's
been a long day, folks. We ordered some bracelets from I'm Tired Of Online, and they are basically, they're set up to do different things. Our cause is, of course, to prevent animal cruelty. And what's really neat about this is the bracelets are made in the United States. They're made out of recycled materials. It's a brother-sister team that have the company. And 50% of the proceeds go to Best Friends Animal Rescue in Utah.
That is way cool.
So the bracelets are $10. $5 goes to Best Friends. $5, you know, easily. It's a great little bracelet. It's very well made. Highly recommended. I wear mine all the time. Yeah.
Dee's
got hers on. Vicky's got hers on. It's very cool. So check it out. It's imtiredofonline.com. We're not affiliated in any way, shape, or form, but I love what they're doing.
And that's what you'll hear from us, folks, as we go along. We have no qualms about telling you about what we consider to be cool stuff and what we consider to be absolute crap. So, you know, there it is.
What? There's no shortage of opinion?
Not in this room, honey. And I think we're out of here.
Yeah. All right, folks. Have a great day.